Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats and a special holiday certificate. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for more.
Hi, this is Joe Hayden. On behalf of all of us here at the Cleveland Browns, here's wishing you and yours a very happy and safe holiday season. Go Browns!
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's send it over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is standing by in the red zone, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Jim!
Thanks very much, Jameer. We're in the red zone today and happy to be joined by Browns cornerback Joe Hayden as we get set for the Browns and the Denver Broncos, and you will take on one of the greats of the greats this week when you take on Peyton Manning. And what an amazing story he is to miss all of last year. So you missed him last year over in Indianapolis because he was out with a neck injury, but you've got him now. He's all put back together, and boy, is he playing well. What is it like to try and line up defensively against him?
It's going to be definitely difficult. He's like a coach on the field. He understands everything the defense is trying to do. I was talking to our coaches about it, and they say we're not trying to outsmart Peyton because you can't outsmart him. So you just have to basically line up and just beat your man that's lined up across from you. He's like I said, a coach on the field, and he knows everything that's going on. So you just got to just play sound technique.
Now, when you get up to the line of scrimmage and line up against a Peyton Manning quarterback team, there is that long period of time where he brings his team up to the line of scrimmage and he's, you know, milking that play clock. Does that make you edgy at all?
Not really. Sometimes it gives you a break, but a lot of times he gets you to the ball so quick, you just have to be ready. You have to be communicating with your fellow defensive backs, linebackers. Everybody just has to be on the same page. He just does such a good job of just controlling everything. A lot of the stuff that he says, he just comes in there and just starts talking just to see what you'll do, who's moving, if you're a man, if you're in zone. So you just got to stay, just try to stay poised.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're playing very well. They're playing for a lot. They want to be the number two seed in the AFC. They're in the playoffs. Won't that be nice someday when all of a sudden you're coming up to the last two games of the year with the Browns, and it won't be if they're going to be in the playoffs, but rather where are they going to be in the playoffs? Are they going to be at home? I mean, you have to look forward to that.
Definitely. And with the team that we have, it's not going to happen too much. It's not going to take too much longer. I mean, you could tell with the ability level we have on offense and defense that we have the playmakers now. We just got to end up just closing games, and we just start the season off a little stronger. We started getting better and better towards the end of the year. We just need to start off strong, and then we'll be there.
I sensed around town, I sensed it in the locker room last Sunday after the game. I sensed it with the coaching staff, too. There was a great deal of disappointment, I thought, after the game against Washington because you were playing so well. How do you get yourselves back up now for these last two?
You know, like, I don't mean to put it in a bad way, but we've been in this position before. You know, we've been off a tough loss. So the same way, we just come in the next week and we just realize that it's behind us. It happened. Things happen. So we just have to come in and just get our mindset back right, come back out focused, and try to get that next win. Because you can't ponder on losses, just like you can't just sit down and when you win games, get too excited. When you lose games, get too down. So just come back in the next week and try to get that W.
What has been the biggest difference and improvement with the Browns' defense?
People knowing their roles, people knowing their positions, and with Dick Jermon, he just puts us in defenses that he likes the matchups with as far as our defense going against them. It's not too much disguising we do. He doesn't do too many crazy blitzes. He just likes that he puts us in challenges like our D-line is going to outman your offensive line. Our linebackers are going to tackle your running backs, and our DBs are going to cover your wide receivers. Basically, there's no trickery about it. It's just man on man, beat your man.